32. Now, I don't know about you, but as the weather gets warmer, as Dean said, highs of 16 later, the days are getting longer. Sunsets tonight at 5:58. You do start thinking about getting outdoors a bit more, maybe pulling on the boots, heading on out for a walk, that sort of thing. Of course, though, that's no good if the footpaths you're walking along are overgrown and covered in brambles. Now, for many years, it was down to the county council to clear public rights of way, but now you and I are being asked to do it ourselves. Les Slabber is from Frome. Now, Frome, he's part of the Mendip Ramblers, and the council's lent him, get this, a strimmer and safety equipment, and they've trained him to use it. And Les says he enjoys getting involved.
Professional people at this would usually be doing the grass verges by the side of motorways and things that need to look pretty, or be employed around stately homes. We're on public footpaths, it doesn't have to look perfect. I spend quite a lot of time myself walking, and I think it's useful to put something back in to contribute. I get something out of it, I put something back in.
Councillor David Hall is responsible for rights of way at Somerset County Council. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Matt.
How does the system work?
Well, basically, either a parish council or a volunteer group such as the Mendip Ramblers can apply for a strimmer. As you said a moment ago, we provide all the equipment, we'll do some training for them, and I think we actually provide a service for the equipment once a year. Also, very important, we provide, once they've been trained, we provide the insurance for them, so there's no extra cost if they're a parish council. Then, basically, they've got the flexibility, because you probably appreciate that when one contractor from the county council previously was cutting all the rights away, it can't necessarily be done at the ideal time for that particular situation. You know, we can't predict when the brambles are going to grow. This way, the local people take control, basically. They do it when they want to, when's best for their particular area. And as Les was saying a moment ago, it's a very popular scheme.
Are you using volunteers to save money?
Well, it is a more cost-effective way of doing things, I'll grant you, but it's also a much more flexible, much more local system. People really do enjoy it. It's not actually a new scheme either. It's been running for a couple of years now, and we've got about 25 parish councils involved and the Mendip Ramblers, so quite a lot of people have taken it up. It's proving very popular.
But with respect to them, are volunteers ever going to be as good as a trained professional?
Well, again, as Les was saying a moment ago, it's not about providing a pristine service. It's about trimming back where it's necessary, making the rights of way usable, and doing it at the right time of year so that you actually clear the vegetation when it needs to be cleared so that people can get through. And it is really getting involved in the countryside as well as the local area. So I think it's a good thing.
Now, I know you said the volunteers are being given safety training, but they're not being supervised. That could still be a little bit dangerous, couldn't it?
Not once they've had the proper training. You know, that's very rigorous. We provide all the right equipment, and as I say, we also provide the insurance cover for them. But people like to take responsibility for what they're doing in their own community, and I think this is a great way of doing it. I don't think it is dangerous.
Within the training, do you sort of tell them what they can and can't cut? Because I'd hate to think that someone was going along, you know, strimming snowdrops or something like that.
Well, there's a certain element of common sense attached to this, obviously. But yet again, you see, if local people are doing their own areas, they're going to have a much better idea of what they should be cutting and what they shouldn't be cutting. Yeah, we do obviously cover things like what you should cut and where you should cut. We also cover things like working on the highway and highway safety if they happen to be close to a main road or whatever. You know, it's good common sense, basic training. Lots of people already use strimmers in their own garden, but this is, a refresher course as well to get people on the right track at the beginning.
Now, as you know, David, we've spoken to Somerset Ramblers. You say they have volunteers ready to help with footpath repairs and maintenance who aren't being called on because you don't have the staff to coordinate that. Is there going to be a similar problem with these volunteers?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, I actually meet with Mendip Ramblers, or try to meet with Mendip Ramblers personally twice a year. If there are people waiting to do jobs, it proves what a popular service it is, and we're going to continue to try and support that. We've got quite a good budget for repairs on the Rights of Way network. This year we'll be spending about $310,000, and we've actually got a capital grant coming in, another $164,000, just to focus on bridge repairs on Rights of Way. So there is a lot of work going on at the moment.
Are the volunteers accountable to anybody? Does anybody check what they've done?
Normally it's through their own parish council, through their own group. I mean, in the case of the Mendip Ramblers, obviously they're the people who are by and large using those rights of way. In other cases, the parish councils themselves take responsibility for their local area, which is a great thing. It's a bit like providing their own grit bins and so on. They actually know where it's most effective to do the work, and they check that the work's done properly. So it's self-policing in that respect.
David, thank you for joining me. Councillor David Hall there from Somerset County Council. Now, this is the subject of today's phone-in from 9. Vernon Harwood